Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Take it up, every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Every praise.
Good evening, everyone. Hope all is well with everyone tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widow that a widow is indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Hope that all is well tonight with everyone. We have a guest to come on the air a little bit later on tonight. But first, I would like to begin by talking about how we should let go and let God. And whenever I talk about something, if I'm including myself, because we all are dealing with certain things, and I am also dealing with these things as well. And it also encourages me to let go and let God. We should let go and let God. We should let God handle our worries, because he has the power within, so he can handle those situations. We should let him guide and control the actions of others. Yet we try to do to control others, their behaviors, and it leads us into a lot of frustration. Our intentions might be good, but our choice and decisions of our loved one are not ours to make. We can pray about those situations, but we should let go and let God. What can we do instead is to let go, let God. When we let go of our needs and put God in charge of our lives, and allow God's love to shine through us, things and our situation will become better. We should let go of any fears, anger, or doubt that we may be experiencing or in the process. We should set ourselves free from those worries and those angers. As we release these concerns, giving each one over to God, divine energy urges through us and are filled with sincerity, strength, and encouragement. God is in the midst of every situation, every single one, little, medium, or large. God is definitely in the midst of everything, and all is well. Today, let's take one step at a time and let go and let God. And I know it's hard, but try anyway. Most of the time, we believe in God, we have faith in God, but one thing that holds us back, being impatient. We want God to act right now, not tomorrow, not 2 days later, weeks later, month later. No, we want it now. When we kneel or pray wherever we pray at, we expect God to react after we finish praying. We want some answers. We want things to happen. But we must learn how to be more patient. And then we can have the faith to let go and let God. I'm going to go to Isaiah 40:10. And also he's talking about fear as well. But before I go to Isaiah, let me read Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything, and that meaning anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God wants us, yes, to continue to pray. Make it known and give your request that you want God to hear. And we're supposed to leave it there. It says, don't worry about anything. Just like I said before, it's hard. But try each day to be more patient and let go and let God. I also want to read Isaiah 40 and the 10th verse. And it says, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, fear not, which there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror or be dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. What is Isaiah saying there that God is saying? Fear not. He's telling us how when we let go and let God, he's letting us know that he will strengthen us. He will help us. He will lift us up, and he will lift us up with his right hand, and we will be victorious. We'll win the battle that we're dealing with, whatever it may be. It be a pain in some part of your body that continue to agitate you, headaches, situation with your family, or your son, your daughter, jobs, whatever the situation is. Let's have more faith in him and let go and let God. Tonight we're going to, like I said, I have a guest, and we're going to bring her on. There are some questions I'm going to be asking her. She's going to give us a testimony through these questions that I'll be asking her tonight. Her name is Martha Jefferson. She's one of our widows, and she's a faithful servant. She is always smiling in spite of what she might be going through. She has always a kind word for me and helping me to get through certain situations, even giving me compliment about this show, encouraging me to keep on what I'm doing, because even though I know what I'm doing, it helps me to be encouraged. We each need encouragement. And Martha Jefferson is one of those people who are very encouraging, always smiling, and always persevering. I mean, she is a strong-willed woman. She's going to give answers to some of these questions I'm going to ask her, and this is going to be really a testimony in answering these questions. And I want you to listen, and I hope that you will be encouraged by her testimony tonight. Martha, I'm going to bring you on, but I'm going to make sure that I can hear you, and then I will go and ask you some of these questions that I want to ask you tonight.
Okay, Mary, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yes,
yes,
I can. Well, great.
Okay.
Thank
Good
you
evening,
so
Mary,
much.
And listen. Good evening, Mary, and listening audience. First of all, I want to thank God, and I want to thank you, Mary, for inviting me to take part in this minister's teleconference. It is indeed an honor and a humbling experience just to be able to share tonight.
Thank you, Martha. Okay. The reason why I wanted to do this in the month of March, you know how they say March Madness? Well, sometimes our feelings are like that also. So we need some encouragement from others, other than myself, hearing their testimony and knowing that they're getting through whatever they may be going through or when they had are dealing with their losses as well. Martha, I'm going to go into this, but when you get started, I do want you to let them know the date when your loss was and how many years it has been. Recovering from your loss, your world may have been shattered when your husband, the one you love, died. It is possible to gain joy again. Martha, tell us how long, and have you gained any joy since your husband has passed?
Well, let me go back with the dates. You know, my story is I was a fire victim back on February the 9th, 2011, and my husband passed away. He was an MS patient in bed, but he passed away due to smoke inhalation and being an MS patient on June 11, 2011. So it's been almost 3 years since my loss. But to answer your question, yes, I have found joy again. And the joy that I found is I really equate joy with Jesus. Because after becoming a widow, I realized that joy is an emotional thing. It comes from the heart, from the inside out. And I thought about my Sunday school hymn we used to sing, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So I was determined that I would find joy in Jesus because Jesus is the center of my joy. And through him, I found time to pray and to meditate. I found time to read Christian literature and to go to Bible studies. I especially like listening to Christian music, 102.5, especially sing-along songs like My God is an Awesome God and the one that we just finished praising God, the opening song. I also found that it's important to be to find something that you're passionate about and just do it. Like, for example, I like to take pictures and I like to write a journal. And others I found say they like to garden or they like to quilt or crochet, but whatever it is that you feel like you like to do, I say get busy doing it. Because, see, all of us have to get busy living, otherwise you won't get busy dying. So I found joy also through laughter. My late husband used to say to me, Martha, laughter is good medicine for the soul. So make sure every day you find something or somebody to laugh at, even if you have to laugh at yourself. So I find myself many days just laughing at myself, and that helps.
Okay, thank you so much. The next question would be, every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. Your challenges since your husband passed. Talk about those challenges.
Well, when I think of the word challenge, I equate that with the word change because as a widow, there have been many changes in my life. The first change is I had to stop questioning and asking God why. Why did this happen to me? When Lamont passed away, I had the nerve and audacity to question God and say, Lord, if you wanted the house to catch on fire, why you didn't let it catch on fire while he was in the hospital? He was just in the hospital 2 weeks ago. And the Lord in his own infinite way reminded me that he was sovereign, and he does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and to whom he wants. And me and nobody else tells him what to do. So I had to back off of that. Because the sovereignty of God, I realized that Lamar had an expiration date. You know, when we go to the grocery store, the expiration dates on products like milk and orange juice and even the canned goods, then it says best when used by. And all of us, including me, have an expiration date. However, none of us know what that expiration date is but the Lord. So what I try to see and understand that Lamar's expiration date had come, and it was just his time to go home to be with the Lord. The second thing is my finances changed drastically. I don't know why the government or anybody else would think that I live on less, but they did. So I had to learn how to be, had to rebudget my income and learn how to be a good steward over what God has given me. And like the old lady once said, my income is fixed, it is fixed real good. But that's okay because I've been able to use and utilize what God has given. Because I remember Matthew 6:8 said, your Father knows what you have need of. So I always keep that verse and keep that scripture handy. Also, my relationships changed with people. There were people that we hung out with as a married couple who no longer wanted to be bothered with me because I was a widow. I think they thought I was looking at their husbands. And so I had to change. I mean, truly, I mean, if our widows have not experienced that, just continue on living. But I just found that to be true for me. My friendships changed. My friends and even some of my family members were trying to hook me up with a date or a boyfriend. So, and I just want to say, ladies out there, be careful because sometimes men think that you automatically will accept anything and anybody because you're lonely. And just remind them, yes, you may be alone, but you're not lonely because you have the Lord and you know the Lord. So you don't have to accept anything and anybody that comes your way. And one of the things that helped me was I got on my knees and I told the Lord, Lord, your word say if you could be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless, surely you can be a husband to the widows. And Lord, if you be my husband, I'll be the best wife I can be in serving you. So those are the challenges that I encountered as a widow.
Thank you. Next question I have for you. Might not be an easy one. It might be an easy one for you. You can expect good to come out of this situation. How has this situation been a good situation for you in losing your husband?
When I was walking into the church on the day of my husband's homegoing service, the minister there, one of the ministers that I had invited to do the prayer, said to me, God is good. God is good. I looked at him. Usually my response when somebody says God is good, I say God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. But that day I couldn't say that. I could even process God is good that day. I really couldn't because it was as if my heart had dropped onto the floor. But the good that has come out of my husband's death is that I find as a single woman, I have more time to serve the Lord. It is a time for me to get closer to him. And I think about Psalms 37:4 that says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's one of my favorite scriptures. So it's an opportunity after my husband's death. It's an opportunity to get closer to the Lord and lean and depend and trust in him. Just hold on to his unchanging hand. One of my favorite songs is Hold On to God's Unchanging Hand. And I love that song because it says to me that I change, you change, people change, life circumstances change, but God will never change. He says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The other thing is I think about I have more time to do the things that I want to do for myself and for my family, and especially my children. They need prayer and encouragement just like I do. So I find myself as a family head of the household now, even though my children are grown and I have two granddaughters, I find myself being able to encourage them. And so I spend more time in ministry with others. I also have time for, I thank God, because God has placed me and introduced me to Next Chapter in Widows Ministry, which is a widows group, a group of lovely people that he's placed me among, good Christian women who have really, really helped me, a group that shows me love and compassion and caring and support. So I thank God. See, I never would have gone to the widows ministry had it not been for the death of my husband. And it also gives me an opportunity, again, to spend more time in prayer. And in anything, all things, I try to remember 1 Thessalonians verse 5:18. It says, in everything give thanks. So I thank God even for the death of my husband. I know that's hard for some people to understand, but my husband had suffered for many, many years as an MS patient. And when he went home to be with the Lord, he was a bed patient. And he got up with medication, went to bed with medication all through the day. He had suffered quite a bit. So when the Lord came and called him home, I'm sure in some ways, even though it hurt me, yes, I'm not going to lie, it did hurt, but it helped him to see a different side of life. So I know that he's in a better place and that I have to go on in spite of what I'm going through. As a Christian woman, I realize that I have medical issues going on right now, but I'm still thankful for my medical issues because I, even though I have problems, my problems don't have me. They don't have me. And because I'm determined to go on in spite of, I still have joy in my heart, and I can still let go and let God.
Thank you. And last question, Martha. Let the callers, if we might have a new caller on the air tonight, let her know what the Next Chapter Ministry, three different things that have helped you since you've been a part of this ministry.
Well, just three, there are several, but let me just hit up on the, I have enjoyed the fellowship. When we come together on the third Saturday of each month from 9 to 11, many times, sometimes I'm late, not many times, but sometimes I'm late. But even when I'm late, Mary is still accepting. I've enjoyed the fellowship and the fun, the Valentine's parties, the different outings that we've had, even the travel. We went last year to Savannah. I was able to actually go on the beach. I didn't think I would be able to go, but with assistance, I was able to go on the beach. So we've gone to Savannah. Prior to my becoming a member, I understand the group has gone to Myrtle Beach and Callaway Gardens and other places. So the travel, the fellowship, the fun we have, the support, we are there for each other. Mary, as a coordinator, God could not have selected a better coordinator. She and Sheila together make an awesome team. I think that they are just awesome women, Christian women, ready to hear us, support us, and be lean shoulders to cry on. When you need a shoulder to cry on, when you just need encouragement, they are there. And we receive birthday cards and around the date of our loss, there's an encouragement card that is given. Mary does a lot of that now. I was doing it, but as I got sick, I fell off the wagon a little bit, but I'm going to get back on there, Mary. But I thank you so much for taking the time to send out those cards in my absence. So it's a number of things, but those are the main things that the Widows Ministry has helped, has really, really helped me. Now, I didn't become a member in 2011. I think I joined in 2012, and I didn't become active to 2013. But in this past year and a half or 2 years, I have thoroughly enjoyed being a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And I thank God for placing me in that ministry because it's really been truly a blessing.
Thank you so much, Martha. You've answered those questions. You know that some of those questions were difficult ones. And I thank you so much for your feedback and your encouragement to others who are listening on the air tonight. And I
wanted to
do this because if there's a new widow on the air or even someone that is still dealing with their losses, it's always good to know that I know how she feels. I've been through that myself, and it makes a big difference knowing that the way I feel, someone else knows how I feel as well. So thank you so much for everything that you, how you answered the questions, and also thanking you so much for encouraging others tonight with your testimony. And thank you so much for always being there for the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. We have a few more minutes left on the air. I thank you once again. We're going to have another testimony next week. And we're going to have, throughout each month, I'll have different ministers coming on and giving you a special message as well. But I wanted to use the month of March for testimonies. But I know next week is April 1st, but I would like to do one more. And it's going to be on April Fool's Day, so I know you all don't believe in April Fool's Day, but that's the thing. April 1st is considered April Fool, but it's a blessing day for all of us. So that ends our program tonight. I don't have any announcement. Only thing is we're still working on the trip, still trying to finalize that. It should be finalized by no later than this weekend. And next Tuesday I'll be able to announce and give you more details about the trip so we can start collecting money and paying for our trip. So that ends our show tonight. Thank you so much again, Martha. And thank you all for calling in and being a part of the show. Be blessed and just know that try, let go, and let God, because he has the power within to take care of all of our situation, whatever it may be. Let go and let God. Be blessed. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord.